Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. I'm Jerry Newberry. VFW members are dedicated to a lot of things. They give their heart and soul. When they get involved in something, they give their heart and soul to it. Since being with this organization, I've made a lot of good friends. And one of those friends, name was John Farrer from the great state of Texas. And John's not with us any longer. Unfortunately, he passed away. But I got to tell you, one of the greatest guys I've ever met in my life, dedicated his life to his country, his community, and to helping others. And John was deeply involved with the BFW National Home for Children. He cared a lot about kids and cared a lot about the National Home. So I mentioned how the National Home depends on generosity of people. And when we're talking about generosity, we have a group of people who are going to do an incredible event in John Fair's memory. With us today is Bill Platt from Texas. How are you, Bill?
Fine. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, great. Hey, thanks for being with us. A lot of people might not know this, but a lot of us who belong to the VFW have motorcycles, including yours truly. I have a 2007 Harley DynaGlide Lowrider, and we like to get out there and ride, and you certainly know a lot about riding. And you're putting together a memorial ride for the National Home, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. When John Fair passed away, he had done so much for veterans and for our organization, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And he was a very close friend of mine. Like we were like brothers. And so myself and my then senior vice commander at the post decided we were going to do something to memorialize John, and it took us about 6 months before we decided what we were going to do, and we decided we were going to put together a ride to the National Home and memorialize John and help to raise funds for the National Home. A lot of people don't know the National Home is the VFW's oldest program.
Right. Yeah, we just had Patrice Green and Molly Studinger on from the National Home. So we're going to get the word out. Let's talk about the ride a little bit, Bill. Where's the ride going to start from?
The ride's going to start from our post in Burnett, Texas. It's about 48 miles west of Austin.
Okay.
And we're going to ride from BFW post to BFW post, about 150 miles in between. We'll be making all our stops at VFW posts all the way to Eaton Rapids, Michigan. The total mileage is 1,398.7 miles.
Wow. How long do you think that's going to take you?
We're going to leave here at 0700 on the 30th of June. We will arrive at the National Home at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 4th of July.
Well, that's a good day to celebrate John Fair's memory, that's for sure. So the purpose of the ride is to raise money for the National Home. You got a goal in mind?
Well, actually, we initially started with three goals. One, we wanted to raise money for the National Home, of course. And two, we wanted to raise awareness of the National Home and its mission, especially its missions that are targeted towards these younger veterans. And we wanted to promote patriotism in the communities we pass through. Initially, when we first put this thing together, we thought, 40 or 50 guys would get together, ride from Texas to Eden Rapids.
Uh-huh.
Well, the idea kind of caught on, and many departments are now joining in. We've got riders joining from the Department of Missouri, the Department of Indiana, the Department of Virginia, and the Department of Colorado.
And you want more riders. How does someone sign up for the ride?
Well, it's very easy. You can go to www.v, vfw6974.org. And you can sign up, or you can go to the National Homes website. And the information is on the National Homes website also.
Well, that's great. Hey, Bill Pratt from, or Platt, I'm sorry, Bill, from Texas, organizer of the John Fair Memorial Ride. If you're interested, just follow Bill's instructions, be a part of that ride. And thanks for being with us, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling, Jerry.
That's today's show. Thanks for being with us. I'm Jerry Newberry, and you've been listening to the National Defense.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in.